Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
We have laid out the general structure of Psalm 78. The introduction, verses 1 to 11, declares how the Lord selected the family of Jacob, made a covenant with them, and revealed to them his words, works, and wonders. Their response, quote, "They did not keep the covenant of God. They refused to walk in his law and forgot his works and his wonders." Verses 10 and 11. That pretty much covers it. We also noticed the three main divisions that follow: the wandering in the wilderness, verses 12 to 42, the exodus out of Egypt, verses 43 to 53, and the conquest through Canaan, verses 54 to 72. Let's take a look. Verses 12 to 16 capture the high points of the deliverance of Israel from Egypt. First, quote, "Marvelous things he did in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan." Verse 12. Zoan? That was the location in Egypt where, quote, "Pharaoh's wise counselors give foolish counsel." Isaiah 19, verse 11. Next, quote, "He divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and he made the waters stand up like a heap." Psalm 78, verse 13. Then, quote, "In the daytime also he led them with the cloud, and all the night with the light of fire." Verse 14. In addition, twice, quote, "He split the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink in abundance, like the depths. He also brought streams out of the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers." Verses 15 and 16. You would think any one of those miracles would seal the deal, so to speak. Victory over the strongest fighting force in the world, a dramatic exit from Egypt through the royal blue curtains of the sea pulled back for them, climate control in the desert for millions of people, rivers out of rock enough for the people and livestock. But no, they still rebelled. And again, we too have been found, forgiven, freed, and fed. Time for a loyalty check?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.